Hi, I'm Tony Rossi for the Christophers, and if you've ever explored the idea of rising to God's call to love and serve others, you've got a kindred spirit in singer-songwriter PJ Anderson. PJ will be joining me today to talk about the inspiration behind his album Rise and how music can help people emerge from periods of hopelessness. Stay with us. Christopher Close-Up starts right now. Hello and welcome to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi, and my guest today is singer-songwriter PJ Anderson. When PJ was in the fifth grade and learned to play guitar from a nun, he didn't figure music would turn into a career. But that's exactly what happened when he got older, started writing his own songs, and traveling around the country playing at concerts, youth conferences, and retreats. What he found is that there is often a sense of hopelessness in our world, especially among young people, so he wanted his music to be an antidote to that. His critically acclaimed fourth studio album is called Rise, and we're going to talk about it today. But first, I want to share a clip from Rise. So here is PJ Anderson singing, Your Grace is Amazing.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I was grace that tore my heart to fear and grace my fears freely. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Your grace is amazing. Your grace is amazing. And it is the one thing that truly sets me free. Your grace is amazing. And it makes my heart sing. Cause it is my hope, my strength, my life, my everything.
I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up. That was a clip of the song Your Grace is Amazing from PJ Anderson's album Rise. And I'm happy to welcome PJ to the show now. PJ, thanks so much for being here.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Now, the theme of rising to God's call is present throughout this album. So I'm curious, did you choose that theme or did it choose you?
You know, that's a perfect way to say it. It kind of chose me. I moved to Nashville about 2 years ago and realized pretty quickly that if you want to be a songwriter in Nashville, you got to write songs all the time, you know? And so I committed one way that helped me get disciplined in writing was I committed to writing a song a week for a year. And I would put videos of those songs and, that kind of held me accountable because I knew people were checking up on YouTube to see if I had posted videos and quickly, as I was writing for this album, kind of at the tail end of that year, a theme that just kept coming up in a couple of songs was this word rise.
Mm-hmm. And
so I would say this album, Rise, just God was speaking to me through that theme and then was able to come up with a few other songs that had that theme of rising up to God's call to serve as he serves and to love as he loves all his children.
In your journey through life, through your spiritual journey, how good have you been at rising to God's call? Have you ever always heard it, or have you sometimes been a little bit slow to see what God's trying to tell you?
I'm a slow mover sometimes.
As are we all.
Yeah. So I struggle just like anybody else to trust God, to trust that he has a plan for us, that that his plan is really what will bring each of us, if we follow his will, that's trusting that that's going to make us truly the happiest.
Right.
And so, you know, I was a youth minister for many years, for 6 years, and it kind of took, I wasn't really doing too much music. I was playing at youth group and just a little bit of music on the side, but it took God kind of hitting me over the head. That's kind of a theme in this album and my last album called Let Your Light Shine,
mm-hmm.
of surrendering to God and trusting that he knows me and I know myself. And so it took God hitting me over the head to realize that the doors were closing in youth ministry and that I needed to, he wanted me doing something different. And that was writing music for him and traveling the country and playing for, kind of being like a youth minister still, but like a traveling youth minister where I come in and I'm like the uncle that riles up the kids right before bed and then I go home. I get to come in and like have fun and do all the fun things and play music and interact with the kids and get to know everybody. And then on Sunday or after the concert or after the retreat, I go home. There's no paperwork here for this traveling youth minister.
I'm talking to PJ Anderson. His album is called Rise. His website is pjandersonmusic.com. Now, you made an interesting choice, and I would say it was a successful choice, by kind of reimagining the song Amazing Grace. And we listened to that track at the beginning of the show called Your Grace is Amazing. What was the motivation behind it? Because I love the more country sound to it and how you reworked everything.
Yeah, you know, a friend of mine, Brian Harvey, we co-wrote that one together. He was a worship leader in Indiana, but he's since moved to Nashville he's just a great writer. And we took that song, and, you know, it's a song that's so familiar to everybody, but we wanted it to be a little different. Another theme in Rise is about God's grace and how his grace gives us hope. And that's why we kind of took this on. It was so important to this album. And we took it and we added a chorus. I call it, we Chris Tomlin'd it. We took an old song and added a chorus to it. And change it, and then it's, you know, a little bit of a different song, but I think it brings a new life to Amazing Grace. I think when I play this song at services and concerts and things, it really kind of inspires everybody to get up on their feet and dig down deep for that inner gospel singer that's in everybody. And,
yeah.
Hands go up in the air and hand clapping and swaying back and forth. It's a fun one for me to be able to lift up the Lord.
And it's great to listen to. And I mean, the message of the song, it's talking about grace setting us free. But I think sometimes the popular perception of Christianity is that, you know, all the rules of religion are restricting. How has experience taught you, either through your own life or through other people you've gotten to know, that the opposite is true, that this relationship with God, that it actually leads us down a road that sets us free?
When I was a kid in high school, I was a basketball player, and I thought I was going to be in the NBA, and I thought I had a pastor who was kind of giving me some spiritual direction and saying that, talking about praying and talking about giving my life to God and really letting him enter into my everyday life. And as a high schooler, and probably that continued into college and still comes back every once in a while, but I kind of looked at giving my life to God as no more fun. You know, I got to give up basketball. I got to give up all the things that really, quote unquote, make me happy,
yeah.
And just be on my knees 24/7. And that was just a really kind of naive, immature way to look at it. Because as I've grown up in years and in my faith, I've realized that he truly does know what's best for us, and he longs to surrender to him. And that surrender, it involves a couple things: trusting him and forgiving, you know, forgiving others of things that they've done to us,
mm-hmm.
But also being willing to take our sin to him and give it to him, and he'll make us new. And it's in that surrender that I've found that he's guiding me and allowing his hope to enter into my life, and hopefully in turn I can take that hope to others through my music.
Right, right. I'm talking to PJ Anderson about his album Rise, and I was looking at your Twitter feed yesterday, and you had a lot of pictures of you and your family and your kids around Christmas time. And so, even though you surrendered your life to God, basically you're following his call, you look like a pretty happy guy who's pretty fulfilled with all the stuff you've got. It's not a sparse life. You've got riches in your family and fulfillment in your music. So I guess that was a good move on your part to follow his will.
Oh my gosh, God is so good, and that's not just some cheesy thing that people say at youth conferences and youth retreats. He really is good, and You know, I always joke with my wife. I couldn't do this without the support of my wife, who's helped me every step along the way, from just giving me her support, but also she's a photographer and graphic designer, so she's designed all of the albums and websites and T-shirts and all that stuff. But I always joke around, you know, I have nothing to complain about. The fact that I get to travel the country and play music, play guitar, write songs, go to youth conferences and play music, I have nothing to complain about. I do complain about things sometimes, but it's like I have nothing to complain about with all of the blessings God has bestowed upon us. Our two little beautiful little kids, Trey, he's Paul John III, PJ III, so we call him Trey.
Oh, okay.
And Claire, Trey's 3.5 and Claire is 1.5. And actually, that name Claire came, I was reading, kind of take a look at the Christophers, and I really love what you guys are doing, and I noticed the prayer of St. Francis down mm-hmm. at the bottom. And I just wanted to say that I proposed to my wife in Assisi.
Oh, wow.
Years ago. And that's where the name Claire came from. If it was a boy, we were going to fit Francis or Francesco in there somewhere. She's a little girl. So Claire is our little 1-year-old girl.
Has marriage and family impacted your understanding or your relationship with God?
Absolutely. My wife, has inspired me since the time we were dating, just to be a better Christian, a better person, a better Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's actually a convert. She converted many years ago, but she really saw that I loved my Catholic faith.
Mm-hmm.
But she also brought a lot of amazing things into my faith
mm-hmm.
That we can do together, praying together, and in this heart of service that I had. But also, she's inspired in me. She's got this heart of this servant heart that just always gives and gives and gives, and that's something that I think we all need to focus on. That's, you know, going along with that theme of rising up to God's call to not focus on ourselves, but to serve and rise up and serve God's people.
Well, specifically the song Beautiful Mess on the album, it's about the human condition in relation to God, but it also talks about what you're just saying now, this idea of service and addressing poverty. Tell me a little bit about the background of that song.
Sure. So in the summertime, I play at this mission trip organization called Catholic Heart Work Camp, and they have about 50 camps throughout the summer, and in total about 15,000 high school kids doing service work across the country in different cities. And so that was a theme from last year's camp, Beautiful Mess. And it was inspired partially by the quote of Pope Francis from World Youth Day in Rio about going to your diocese, going to your parishes, make a mess, like shake things up.
Yeah.
Really don't just settle for being status quo and for settle for what we've always done. Let's make a mess. Let's really light up the world with our faith and with the love of Jesus. And so I took that part of it, and also how God created us out of love. He created us to love us. And he created us to love us and for us to discover that love and then give his love away. And I was writing that song, I was in my little music room, writing room at our house, and I looked up and we have this painting of Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel. I lived in Rome for a year, so it's kind of my second home. So
okay.
I have Rome stuff all over our house. And Michelangelo's creation of man, creation of Adam, mm-hmm. was on the wall. And I looked up, and in that painting, you know, I always say we're all so focused on God giving life with his right hand to Adam, who's just lifelessly waiting there for God to give him life. But with his left hand, we forget to look and see what God's doing with his left hand. And if you look at that painting, he's reaching around a woman and he's touching a baby. And that woman represents Mary. And through Mary, we are promised the Savior of Jesus. In that very moment that God is creating us, he knows that we're going to turn from him. He knows that we're going to make a mess of the world. He knows that each and every day we're going to turn to sin and turn our backs on him. But he still loves us so much that he gives us life with his right hand and promises eternal life with his left and his son. And so, although we make this mess, we are beautiful because God created us, and that he can get us through that mess. And there's no mess that we can make that's too great for him and his grace to save us.
I'm Tony Rossi, and you're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I'll be back in a minute to continue my conversation with PJ Anderson But first, here's a message the Christophers would like to share with you.
Patience may be a virtue, but it sure is a difficult one to practice. After all, none of us like to wait. And in our instant gratification culture that offers quick downloading and streaming and same-day delivery, waiting can become even harder to tolerate. That's why the Christophers have prepared a news note called Practicing Patience. It suggests 5 simple ways that you can become a more patient person and share stories about people who have successfully done so. To request your free copy of Practicing Patience, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to Christopher Close Up. I'm Tony Rossi, and I'm talking today with singer-songwriter PJ Anderson about his album Rise. Before we get back to our conversation, here's another clip from that album. This is PJ Anderson singing Grace is Hope.
I lost my way, couldn't finish the race, but no sin is more hopeless than my Savior has grace. My Savior is grace.
Ooh, Lord.
He comes to save. My Savior is grace. Your grace gives us. Your grace gives us. Your grace gives us hope. Your grace brings us. Your grace brings us. Your grace brings us home.
I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up. I'm talking to PJ Anderson about his album Rise. His website is pjandersonmusic.com. I want to touch on another song on the album. It's called Grace is Hope. And I read in another interview you did that you were once at a retreat where 3 high school girls in a row all talked about attempting suicide. And this song is, in a sense, a response to that sense of hopelessness. Tell me about that retreat experience and how it impacted you.
Oh, my gosh. I really, every retreat I go to, you know, it's easy to get into a cycle of just going through the motions. And I go to a lot of retreats and things, but I really try to focus on paying attention. I have so much to learn in my faith as well. And so I was there this Saturday morning, and like you said, there were 3 high school girls right in a row, back to back, 3 witness talks. And there were 3 attempted suicide stories of 2 of bullying at school. One was an abusive home. And it really broke my heart to hear this. It's something, suicide, something that I never really had dealt with as far as, you know, no one in my high school had committed suicide. And I couldn't believe how my heart just went out to these girls. And luckily for them, it really sparked something in their faith, mm-hmm. and it allowed them to grow closer to God. But it made me realize how many people are out there that really feel like there's no hope.
Yeah.
That there's no hope, and the only answer is to take their own life, because that'll make things better and make everything go away. And that just really, it just wrecked me, you know, mm-hmm. just thinking that. And it became kind of a mission of mine to spread that hope of Jesus, because in him we do have hope. And when we think of grace, you know, the song Grace is Hope,
mm-hmm.
it's grace. If we think about grace as a gift, an undeserved gift from God, that's exactly what Jesus is.
Yeah.
An undeserved gift. That little baby that God is touching in the Michelangelo Sistine Chapel, that little baby he promises us is our grace. And he gives us hope. And there's no sin that's too great, no sin that's more hopeless than our Savior has a grace to save us from that if we just turn to him. And so that's kind of been my mission throughout this year of writing songs, but also in talking with high school kids. Just, there is hope. There's never a time where there's not hope. Jesus gives us his love, and we need to be open to that. And I just hope and pray that message is getting through.
Right, right. Well, have you ever had to endure times when God seemed silent, when faith was more an act of the will than a natural feeling?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, this move from Chicago, we lived in Chicago, and we moved to Nashville a couple years ago, and there were just some really difficult times of doors closing in Chicago and feeling of being betrayed and wondering, you know, just like everybody goes through in times of wondering why God allowed this to happen or mm-hmm. why this is happening to me. And in like serious moments like that, that I've felt that, but also just the normal everyday life. There's times where you don't hear anything back from God, you know, and you're like, what's going on? I'm praying and I'm trying to do things for you, but I don't know what you're doing for me. And that's when the red flag needs to go up. Like, it's not about what God's doing for us. It's about what we continue to give each and every day and allow him to work through us. And he is, that is, you know, God is working through us and giving us that grace. You know, like Mother Teresa talked about the dark night of the soul, how she many times in her life didn't feel God, but she continued doing his work mm-hmm. no matter what what she was experiencing in her everyday life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know you've said elsewhere that the line from a poem your mother used to read you, it's, teach them, Lord, that only the test of fire makes the finest gold. That used to bring you inspiration. Is that still true today? Do you still go back to that line?
Oh, my gosh. Every first day of school, we read that poem. My mom would read that to us. And I kind of, you almost like got me to tear up here. Luckily, this isn't like a video interview. You can't see me crying right now. But yeah, that was something that isn't just a poem that my mom would read every first day of school to all four of us. It's really a motto of my life of we're going to go through difficult times and it's those times, those fires, those people making fun of you, those times of not feeling like you're making much of a difference. It's those times that are really building your character and building your faith yeah. and building your love. That's cool. Wow. Hey, thanks for bringing that up.
Sure. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I'm talking to PJ Anderson about his album Rise. It's available on iTunes and Amazon, and you can get more information about it on his website, pjandersonmusic.com. There's another song on the album that seems especially relevant nowadays, and it's called Calm My Heart, because we're all troubled by things going on in the world, and B, we're always like connected on social media, so we're not choosing much quiet time. How does Calm My Heart speak to that in the world and speak to that in you? Do you ever worry about stuff that's going on? Are you always connected?
Oh yeah. And that was another time of God hit me over the head. I was writing for this album last year, and I was in DC about this time last year. I was there for the March for Life. And this song was one of those ones that came out really quick. And you know, sometimes it takes a couple days or a couple hours or a couple weeks or months to finish a song. This was one of those ones, it's like 20 minutes. And I don't say that to brag, like I'm awesome because I could write a song in 20 minutes. But it's those times where I surrender and allow God in, not just to Mass on Sunday or mission trips or acts of service or praying, but into my everyday life, which includes songwriting. Mm-hmm. And when I allow him in, he'll help me write a song that's way better than I could ever write, and he'll do it a heck of a lot faster than I could. And that song with God just saying, PJ, as he's hitting me over the head, like, slow down, allow me in and let your heart beat for me, not for what you think you want, but what I want and let my grace slow you down. Because I mean, all the time I'm connected and I really need to be conscious of that. And I mean, I could stay up all hours of the night just flipping through my phone, looking at Facebook and Twitter and, you know, and not that there's anything wrong with those things, but mm-hmm. When it's taking away from the time to thank God or to pray, you know, a lot of us wear this badge of busyness is like a badge of accomplishment. Like, you know, if we come home from Christmas break, like, oh, how was Christmas? How was your break with your family? Oh, it was just so busy, you know, busy. Yeah. And I say that all the time, and I'm trying to be more self-conscious of that. It's not an accomplishment to be busy. It's what you're doing in that time, you know, that's the accomplishment, spending time with family and doing whatever else you do in that, whatever's worthy. There's things that are worthy of being busy and other things that aren't worthy of taking our time, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's where Calm My Heart came from, and allowing him in and realizing, coming to that realization that there's nothing greater than his peace and his love.
Right, right. Well, at the Christophers, we use the motto, it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. When you hit those times of darkness, how do you find the light again? Is it through prayer? Is it through connecting with other people? What's involved?
Both. I mean, I'm an extreme extrovert, so
okay.
A lot of people aren't. I get a lot of energy from being around other people,
mm-hmm.
and talking, and also through prayer and through sharing my music. And my music, I really strive, even at concerts. I mean, I do all kinds of things, whether it's at concerts at parishes or venues or youth retreats or conferences or just nights of adoration. No matter what it is, I really focus on not just singing songs, but praying them and, mm-hmm. and entering, helping others enter into prayer. And that really does inspire me. I always tell groups that I'm with and in the summertime at these mission trip camps that I guess in a way that I'm hired by groups to inspire others, but I leave there really, truly inspired. It's not just something that I say. I really get inspiration from seeing the faith and the service of others, especially high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
They really, I mean, I guess that's a large part of what I do is working with high schools. And to see them really giving their lives to God and trying to make a difference and trying to stand up for life and for what's right is what gives me inspiration.
I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up. I've been talking with PJ Anderson about his album Rise, which you can find on iTunes and Amazon and through his website, pjandersonmusic.com. I listened to the album this morning before this interview, and I agree with what PJ just said. He's not just singing these songs. He's praying these songs. He's lived them. He knows the emotions and the feelings and the spiritual insights that the words convey because he's lived them. And in doing so, he's helping others enter into prayer. So I think by listening to this album, you yourself will be entering into prayer. So please pick up PJ Anderson's album, Rise. Again, Amazon, iTunes, all the usual places. PJAndersonMusic.com is his website. And PJ, thanks so much for sharing so much of your life and your music with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
In closing, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today, and I encourage you to visit our website at christophers.org to learn more about the Christophers and to download free literature and podcasts. When you're there, you can also find links to our blog and our Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, you can send an email to radio@christophers.org. Our engineers for today's show are Charlie Actor and Brian Bonifacio, and I'm Tony Rossi, your host. Thanks again for joining us, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.